This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Alive Again. Yep, we're back. And today we're going to talk about mistakes in animal communication. You're going, what? Well, let's go with the very first mistake that's the most important of all. A lot of those teachers out there say to you, everybody can do this. That is not right. And that's going to upset a lot of people who have classes. Because the bottom line is this. If everybody could do it, there wouldn't be teachers. So, in different lifetimes, you have different gifts, and you use those different gifts for your evolution and your learning through that timetable and that reincarnation. So, not everybody has every gift in every lifetime. Now, if you're drawn to it, then perhaps you do have that gift inside, and maybe a teacher can say to me, only the people who are drawn to this have the gift and everybody has it. But when I hear everybody's got it, that's not right. Because you use different gifts in different time frames of your evolution. Having done this 30 years, at some point in time, a lot of times you change what you do in your evolution of what you came to serve and who you came to benefit. I started off doing medical intuitive work. Somebody said, can you talk to dead pets? And I went, what? And they said, can you talk to dead pets? I said, I don't know. And with that, I said, let's talk to Fluffy. And there comes Fluffy, and I could see him. And it was like, whoa, there's Fluffy walking on my desk. Fluffy, you want to talk to me? Fluffy goes, yeah. And I'm going, what? So I see them in their steam form, in spirit, and talk to him face to face. And that changed from doing medical intuitive work to talking to Fluffy. So a lot of times the universe takes your gifts and uses them at different times, at different points in your life. And not everybody has every gift all the time. So don't be drawn in by that sales pitch of, well, everybody's got this. No, if you're drawn to it, you probably do. But not everybody's got it because you have to do different gifts in different lifetimes. Okay? And then if you've got a bunch of clairs, as everybody says, I've got all those clairs. Well, you know what? You can only use them as you choose. So you can say, I don't choose to use listening and hearing clairaudience all the time. I don't choose to be clairsentient all the time. That way you control the gifts instead of the gifts controlling you. And that is going to be another show, so stay tuned. Okay? Now, the first thing is, not everybody has. Got it? If you have it and you're drawn to it, the biggest mistake everybody makes is not asking the pet for permission to talk to them. Everybody goes, well, I'm just going to zoom in there and I'm going to talk to Fluffy and Jumper. No, it doesn't work that way. Fluffy and Jumper got a mind of their own, and they can do whatever they want to. And you're saying, well, wait a minute, you only talk to dead pets. No, this is with live pets too, because energy is energy, and you can access energy at any time. Today, we've got Lara and Joy with us, and they're going to talk about mistakes in animal communication. But first, we're going to take a break for our sponsors.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back. Now we're going back to that first mistake. Whether an animal is alive or deceased, they are going to have life force energy. And that life force energy is what the spirit is made of. When the life force energy is on Earth, it's called a soul. When the life force energy crosses and transitions to the other side, it's called living spirit. Okay? So either way, you're contacting it, whether it's called a soul on Earth, That life force energy, bloop, 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 over the other side becomes living spirit energy. And you contact that. It doesn't make a difference of how long they have transitioned. It can be 20 years, 60 years. It doesn't matter. The deal is the animal communicator has to tap into their energy. Okay? So whether they're alive, whether they tap into their energy, or they're deceased, i.e. transitioned, because nobody's deceased, it's just the pet suit, then you have to tap into the energy. Now, a lot of people don't have a broad range, and you're going, what does that mean? Well, here's what it means. Think of it as a radio station. There's some psychics who can tune into radio station 105. There are other stations, psychics who can tune into radio station 110. And there's some psychics who can turn into 105 through 110. So an animal communicator is only as good as the frequency they get. Okay? Now, as an example, as a medical intuitive, I can do a lot of stuff in people's bodies. I can't do bladders. Okay? But I had a friend who was a medical intuitive, and she did bladders fabulously. So bladders were not on my frequency range. So animal communicators have specific frequency ranges. That's why some specialize in horses, because they can stay in the horse range. Others in ferrets and feral things and things that go creepy crawl. I don't do snakes very well, and I don't do reptiles well, because that frequency is hard for me to access. Anything else, I'm good to go. But accessing the frequency is the most important, second to asking permission to get to talk to their frequency, okay? Because a spirit or a soul has the ability to say, I'm not going to talk to you. I don't think so. In 30 years, I've had two. One was a Bichon Frise, and he said to me, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm out of here. And he left because I walked up to him and I accessed him, and he went, don't be messing with me. I'm gone. The second one was a black cat. The black cat said, I'm only talking to you for a little while. What? I got a reading to do here. So we talked a little bit. I said, may I have permission? He said, for a while. He gave me permission to enter his energy field. Off he goes. And about an hour in, he says, I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm through. I'm done. I'm tired. And I went, you can't do that. I still have to finish the reading to do. He said, watch me. And off he walked. So I had to say to my client, excuse me, do you want me to refund the second half of the reading because your cat left? And she laughed and she said, no, what do you want to do? I said, you talk to him. I'm going to talk to him on 2 weeks later. Let's see if we can get him to come back. Well, 2 weeks later, I asked permission. He said, all right, I'll finish the thing. And the lady started laughing. And I said, why are you laughing? And she said, he's always done it his way. And that's my cat. I know it's my cat because he's always done it my way. So there's an example of where they are in control. Now, those on earth, they're not quite as picky, but spirits are in control of your signs and whether they're going to talk to you or not. Another thing, number three, is you have to have details. There's so much generics out there. Seriously, you paid for generics? I don't think so. That means they're not tapped in, okay? Especially when it comes to reincarnation. Oh, he's coming back. Okay, when? Well, sometime. Well, where? I don't know. Go find him. Well, what time? I don't know that either. If they have the ability to get into the reincarnation frequency on the other side, they'll be able to tell you who, where, what, when, and what they look like, where are you going to meet them, and what time of day. And I was talking to a lady, and I said, she said, oh, this is my reincarnated pet. And I said, no, it's not. She said, yes, it is. I said, no, we're not. It's not the same soul. I said, you're going to meet your pet, and you're going to meet him by boxwood bushes on the sidewalk. You're going to be wearing this outfit, and it's going to be in March. Well, she did. So, and I said, and this is what it's going to look like. I have another lady that said, this is my reincarnated collie. I said, no, it's not. And she said, yes, it is. I said, no, it is not. And I said, this is what she's going to look like. And I described him, because if you can tap into the energy, you can totally describe the reincarnated soul. And she said, when am I going to find him? I said, you're going to find him in the month of, what, you go get him? April. He's going to be on the East Coast and blah, blah, blah. So don't let him say to you, oh, he's coming back sometime soon. You go find him. It'll be nice. No. More people get duped by that. And that really, it upsets me because it's bad for the profession. So don't let somebody be telling you generics. Generics means they're not tapped into your pet. say, I want specifics. I want details. Okay. That is an animal communicator who is tapped into your pet. Now, so number one, you got to ask for permission. Most important. Number two, you're talking to the life force energy called a soul if it's on earth, or the spirit if it's on the other side. And number three, details, because their frequency might not be able to get to your pet's frequency. Okay? And that doesn't mean they're bad. It just means they do chipmunks instead of kissy cats. Okay? Lair, you had a question.
I just wanted to expound on that because I was told to look into evidential mediumship. And I was like, what is that? And that's the specifics. If you can't pull real, true details, that's not evidential mediumship. So that's another term people can look out for when looking for an animal communicator who is more the real deal, evidential mediumship.
And that means really the mediumship has evidence. So when you say evidential mediumship, that is a medium that can give you evidence, like a pet psychic that gives you evidence, okay? And so it's really important to have specific details. I remember, Joy, do you remember when we were talking about details doing your reading and we were talking about Trig under the bed?
Yes, yes.
And you said, what are you talking about? I said, he's under the bed. He sleeps under the bed. And you said, what? And then you came up with the photograph.
Yes, because he was like 100 and something pounds. And so usually a dog that big would never even, you know, it's not like a common thing for him to sleep under a bed. Being so big, it's hard for him to get under there. But that was one of his places that he always slept. And so it really resonated when you told me that's where he was, you know, after his transition, that he was still with me and he was sleeping under the bed with me at night. Because that was one of his favorite spots. And this, you know, being so big, some dogs wouldn't even be able to fit. I still don't know how he did, but you even said something about the bed skirt and it was right. And what side of the bed and all of those details were just, I was just shocked because you had like the foot of the bed against the wall on the right, or I can't remember the rest of it, but the bed skirt and the details are very important to me.
Is that called an imprint when they like inhabit a space? I forget what it's called now. Like where their energy is?
Yes.
Okay.
When you look at it, I mean, I just saw Trig walk up and go under the bed and lay down. And that's what I, you know, because I said, show me where you sleep at night. And he showed me. And then I just relate it to Joy. But an energy imprint is where they stay. And sometimes they leave their energy in furniture or in beds and something like that. But when you're doing a reading and you're saying where they were, you're watching their movement and what they were and how they were in life to that person. Another thing is, I tell my clients at the first of the readings, don't tell me anything. I don't want to hear it. So if you're chirping away to an animal communicator, you're not doing yourself any service, okay? Now, I tell my clients, come up with a list of questions, and after I do all my stuff, we'll go through and answer your questions. And the most interesting thing of all is usually 96 to 97% of every question that you were going to ask, the pet has already covered and answered. So if you've got an animal communicator who's just working at details and asking you questions and asking you questions, honey, they're not connected into that, the frequency. They're not. And they're just trying to mash that energy to so make it low so that it spits out some information that they can do it. You should be able, I mean, when I'm doing sometimes these 3 and 4 hours readings, I'm talking nonstop. And then at the end of it, I say, you got any questions? And all that time, they're listening. And so it's not about, you're paying them to tell you. So I always say, don't say anything. And I ask my clients, don't say anything. Now, if you got questions, that's different, specific. But you don't want to be talking about Fluffy. I mean, a lot of people get in this deal and they'll start saying, oh my God, Fluffy. And they're starting all this stuff. And I just say, don't tell me anything. So that's what's important to know. All right. And now what we're going to do is let our sponsors thank you so very much for being here and for being a part of Pet Life Radio, the largest animal podcast in the world. Talk on sponsors. We'll be right back.
Has your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Kris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth. And yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back. Thank y'all for listening to us this long. We greatly appreciate it. Come check us out on TikTok and YouTube because we do videos to back up these, and check out our books on Amazon. And we got one alive for Alive Again. We have an animal reincarnation book and an after-death signs book that tells you how to find everything you need and get in touch with your pet. Now, we're going to let Lady Lair, who does cards, talk about mistakes in animal communication and see if we can help for those who are pulling cards or doing another mode. It's just interesting. I don't see how she does what she does, but she does.
I use the cards in conjunction with my intuition because the cards themselves are just pieces of paper, right?
Do they send you in a direction?
They do.
Okay. How do you know it's not the wrong direction?
That's the problem. They make things a little more tangible, so maybe I'll latch on to an idea that isn't what they were projecting and more my ego understanding.
Like, give me an example. A bear? What are the signs that come up? Like, give me an example of what one of the signs of the cards means.
So, like, one of the cards, snake, has lots of heavy negative undertones.
Yep.
With, like, betrayal, but, like, on a personal level. But then, on another way, it's, like, the long way around, complications, slowdowns. So, I could be seeing it as your pet is warning you that there are untrustworthy people in your way, when it could just be the pet saying, slow down.
When you look at that card, do you say to yourself, okay, is this a pet talking to me, or is this a pet telling me to tell the person that? How do you know which it is?
That I rely on intuition, and I listen a little closer to see if, because the cards relate to each other. Say I saw a snake and fox together. Those are two pretty negative cards that get confused. So I see them together.
Well, do the cards represent the pet or the person?
They represent...
Probably depends on the question.
Depends on the question. It depends on the question I laid out to the pet. That's the most important thing about at least my card system is the question. Because if you ask an unclear question, you're going to get an unclear answer.
Well, that's another thing. Whoa, let me point this out. Specifics, folks. It's like animal communication. Get details, not, well, Fuzzy's going to be back. Well, that means a spirit or reincarnated. Okay, so be back doesn't mean nothing. And so the more specific your question, the more specific the communicator is able to tell you. And what's important is, I always tell my client, if I don't get an answer, I'm not getting an answer right now. Don't let them hem and haw and make it up and throw stuff in. No. Just say, if you don't have an answer, catch me on the other side. And sometimes I'll be talking to a pet, and 15 minutes later, he'll go, I'm going to answer that question now. And I'll go, okay, let's talk about it. Other times they'll say, nothing, crickets. And I just go, okay, I'm not getting an answer. Because you don't have to cover your butt. Okay, that's not important. You simply say, I'm not getting an answer. That has integrity and accountability. Because making it up, people grasp and hold on to what you're saying. And that's the worst thing you can do is say, make it up. And another thing is, if you can't get the animal's frequency, tell them, I'm sorry, this is not a frequency I work with. Refund them and go home. Don't be trying to junk them around the whole time. That's really important. And a lot of people do that. And people will write you and say, oh, would you do a reading for me? Another thing, don't do parlor tricks, okay? I had these people on TikTok and they write me, could you tell me about my pet? Well, yes, if you want to book a session and I'll give you a consultation and a reading. Otherwise, since I'm a professional, go play. All right. And
it's not right to play parlor games. Then I had this other person call and go, oh, I feel your energy. I know the universe has got a message for me to send to you. Let me tell you something. If you get that, nix, go away. That means those, that's what a cat would do. That means those folks are going to try to solicit you, and they don't have the ability to have a professional business. That is the first thing to know. Beware, beware, beware. If they're soliciting clients, honey, they need them, okay? Some of us are booked 6 months to a year out because we've been doing this. We have a reputation, and there you go. So do not. And then you say, well, I can't wait 6 months. Fine, next, okay? Because the bottom line is, if you have a good reputation and you know what you're doing, it doesn't matter. Let me say this again in case you missed it in the first part. When you access the pet, energy is energy. It's always there. So going back over, when you go to pull a card, Lair, and you say they're not asking specific questions, then she's just sort of like doing, here's what she's doing. She's throwing up balloons in the air going, yo, buddy, which one you want to talk about? And the person's going, well, you didn't answer my question. Well, you weren't specific. So beforehand, get specific. Did he pee on the carpet in the living room or did he pee on the carpet in the bathroom? Okay. If you did both, that's good. But the bottom line is you want to be specific. Now, here's what I love. The best question. Is he happy? Seriously. Next question is he okay? Really? Why are you talking to me? If you think he's okay or not. And then you say, he's okay. And if you just sat there, then what did you pay for the other 4 hours for? Okay. And the other one is, did he know I love him? He was your pet, right? Now, sometimes to deal with stuff, it's about guilt. That is something we need to work with because guilt matters. All right. And you don't want them to go, oh, poor baby, it's okay. They need to be specific. When I do readings, I look inside the pet's body. I see what health issues the pet has. And then I help the person understand why the pet transitioned at the time they did transition. But if you're talking to Lady Lair and she's pulling a card, it's like, how is he?
I don't even pull the cards. I'm like, look, you don't need the cards for that answer. There are a couple of questions you have I don't need to pull the cards for. They're just like, along with that integrity thing. Yeah, sure, I can pull some cards and then fanciful whatever. But yeah, they're in spirit now. Things are different in spirit. So I explained that because it's like, I'm not going to waste that energy and time with a question that doesn't need intuition.
I mean, because the bottom line is you're hiring, and this is what's important, you're hiring the animal communicator to, one, connect with your pet, get his permission to talk to you, because if he doesn't, she's dead in the water. Three, to handle the frequency that the pet has, not somebody else's. And a lot of people say, would you do 2 or 3 pets? Well, yeah, I can do 2 or 3 pets, but I do them one at a time. And say, well, why can't you do? Why do you have to do them one at a time? Let me tell you why. It's like making a marbleized cake. If you got flour and you put in caramel and you put in chocolate and then you put in whipped cream and you spread them all around, that's a muddy cake. So when I do a reading, I specifically talk to pet number one, specifically. Now, if number two comes through because they were in something, like number one says, let you know that I'm not the one that throws the litter out of the litter box. Fluffy is the one that's the messy one, not me. Okay, but then I talk to pet number two. Pet number two says, that's not so. Our fur over there, he's the one that farts in the house and smells so terrible, but I'm the one that doesn't make up the litter box. So when you do a bunch of pets at the same time, you're mixing energies. It's like a salad. It's like a stew. It's like a vegetable soup. And you don't get as much information. You don't get 100% accuracy because it's muddled. So when you're talking to an animal communicator, do it one pet at a time specifically. What will you do, Lair, when somebody says, I want you to talk to Fluffy and Arf and Farf at the same time? What are you going to do?
I feel like I can only communicate with one at a time to make sure that to make sure that the energies don't commingle and I get a clear message. All about clarity.
That's important. That's integrity, to say I get a clear message, not like, sure, I'll talk to everybody. How do you know you're getting 100% of an answer? You don't, because if you had that ability, you'd be talking to yourself. Okay? Now, Let's talk about those of you who are animal communicators, sort of near, not close to, but maybe halfway in the class, but not quite out of it yet. But some of you, and like Joy over there, she has lots of abilities, but she's coming into them, okay? So let's talk to Joy about what you feel is your impediments to being who you want to be. And we're going to talk to our sponsors first before we talk to Joy.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
Now, Joy is really gifted, and as she's coming into this gift, she's going to share some of her stumbling blocks, and we can help you go through the stumbling blocks if you're an up-and-coming or a newbie AC. Go ahead, Miss Joy.
Thank you, Brent. And I did want to go ahead and mention, as far as what you were just talking about the people that come to you saying they have a message for you, and they contact you trying to look for business, to watch out for those kind of people. And I thought it would be a good point to bring up for those of y'all out there that follow Brent on TikTok. There, she would never contact you through messages asking for a reading for you to get one. So I just wanted to throw that out there, that there are scammers and Brent does not ever.
And I just want to piggyback on Joy with that. Anybody contacting you in DMs, personal messages, in the comment section, oh, beloved, your energy. I'm called to give you a reading, blah, blah, blah.
Run.
Scammers. They're just out for your money. Run. And this is, they're going to be putting on a persona of anybody with any clout. So any spiritualist you follow, if they all of a sudden message you, block, report. It's the only way to do it.
Definitely report. I agree.
And another thing too is, if they say, anybody that's truly spiritual knows they have to ask permission to enter your energy field if they're a high-level professional. If they don't, come on, folks, don't fall for that. All right, Joy, go ahead.
Okay, and as far as me communicating, when I lost my black lab to cancer in 2017, well, actually, I didn't lose him. Let me correct myself. I didn't lose him because he's still with me in spirit form. But at the time, I didn't even know that I myself would be able to talk to him. I thought I could only, you know, connect with him through a professional communicator. And I just didn't even know it was possible. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know that you could even ask for signs. You know, I didn't know that there were signs. And I was actually getting signs. And I felt some type of way when I would see certain things, because I know there was a connection to Trig through it. Like, one was a napkin when I woke up one morning a few days later after he transitioned, and it was saying something about being a world traveler and life was a journey and where was my journey going to lead, or some type of message like that printed on a little cartoon napkin that we had a whole stack of different sayings on. And I thought that was really interesting when I saw it, even though I didn't know pets could send signs like that. But later on, I found out Trig being my guardian angel, he works for an archangel that is the patron of travelers. So now I see why, I guess it was my soul being so connected to something that I knew connected with Trig. It was actually a sign from Trig, but I didn't know there were any at the time. I mean, I didn't know they could give signs. So I guess in the beginning, I just didn't know it was possible. But once I started learning, you know, like, I could talk to him just myself, or even like through like my heart where it's not out loud, just like when he was here, just talking to him like I normally would, then I don't know, everything just kind of, that helped me a lot, learning I could just talk to him. And now sometimes when either ask a question or I would just say something to him and I would hear something in my mind, it wasn't like it was in a dog's voice. So my issue was thinking, oh, well, I made myself think that, you know, it's what I wanted to hear.
Okay, stop right there. A lot of people go, I made myself think that. First of all, what's the coincidence of you getting that information since your pet's gone? Really? Do you talk about that in your head? Okay. Number two, they're going to always say, it's in the dog's voice. Seriously? Is it my voice talking to myself? No. How did you learn the difference, Joy?
Well, it was just a knowing. And okay, I'll give an example right in the beginning when I was trying to learn everything and get through my grief. And it was going to be the first Christmas. My grandmother also transitioned 2 weeks after Trigg did. And so it was my first Christmas without them physically, you know, there with all the family on Christmas Day. And I was walking Trigg's brother Harley one night, and it was like the night before, two nights before the Christmas dinner with the family. And I was talking to Trigg, and I said, please, Trigg, be with us on Christmas Day for the family Christmas. And then just immediately, and I'm faster than I could have thought, you know, I couldn't have come up with something this quick because I'm not quick like this. But immediately in my head, I heard, but I'm here now. And I, you know, as soon as I was like, what? Then I heard again, and so am I. And it was the same, like, not necessarily voice, but the same knowing. But I had my a picture, like a flash of my grandmother in my mind. And I just somehow knew that's who had just said that. So it was like Trigg said, you know, when I said, please be there with the family on Christmas Day, I want you there. He's like, but I'm here now. And I was so shocked. And then while I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, I'm really going crazy now. And then I get that from my grandma saying, and I am too. And then I was like, oh my gosh, what just happened?
Okay, when you say what just happened. Now, at that point in time, this is the critical part. Everybody listen to this. If you're taking notes, this is what you want to take notes on. Had you decided they're dead, I can't hear from them? Or was it like, ooh, they're living spirits, there's a possibility?
Right. I learned to, through your resources, actually, I feel like Trigg led me to you, and I started watching all the videos, and I had learned to consider it possible because, I mean, didn't have anything to lose, you know?
So, right, that's the whole point. That's another thing, folks. Listen to what she just said. That's important. Try it. What have you got to lose other than your relationship with the transitioned person or pet for the rest of your being? There's nothing to lose, okay? There are not going to be any haints that are going to come down and go, gotcha! And not in the middle of the night, or they're going to be creepy crawly forms coming across and pouncing on you, okay? That's not happening. What is happening is your heart is opening up to their heart energy on the other side. That makes it safe. Nobody's going to be the boogeyman. Nobody's going to come down and go, whoa, in the middle of the night, and the Grim Reaper carries you off. No. It's your heart connection to the transition person's heart connection. That is the sacred cord that keeps it safe. So go ahead, consider the possibility. Listen to what she said, and why not? What happens after the why nots, Joy?
Oh, it just, everything falls into place. I mean, you start trusting the information is not you hearing what you want to hear. And even, you know, when you don't expect, you know, not necessarily asking questions, but when you don't expect something, it will happen. You'll immediately think of them, and you can learn to tell by the feeling you get, like through your heart, you recognize, and you just immediately know the connection because they'll send signs that resonate with you. You know, like if they had a little blanket with bunnies all over it, or they like to chase bunnies like Trigg did, you know, I would often see bunnies. And I had never seen them before living in the city, you know, around everything. And now I see them all the time, mainly on holidays. And usually they're brown, and I see black ones. It's just things that will resonate with you if you pay attention. And if you just try it, it'll start getting to where, like, it's, you know, you get used to it. And you learn to trust yourself more without trying. Kind of, I mean, you stay open. In a way, not try it. It's hard to see it. And it'll just kind of trust yourself and it'll come, and the pet does the rest. Because after asking them or asking Trigg if he would be with me, you know, make sure he was there on Christmas Day with the family, then when that day did end, then I heard him say, but I'm here now. And then also a flash of my grandma's picture, and then more words, I'm here too. And I just somehow knew it was her. After that, then when that day came, one or 2 days later, whenever it was, I also got signs that they were with me. Do I have a second to talk about those real quick?
Yeah. No. Well, no. This signs we're not going to talk about because we're talking about actual communication.
Okay.
We'll do signs in another show. So let's see how Lara gets her communication from her cars.
I just wanted to say one quote that I found on my online happenings that really resonates with the conversation we're having in general is, God spoke today in flowers, and I, who was waiting on words, almost missed the conversation. So it's like those things come up, maybe not the ways you were expecting. So right. If you're communicating with your pet and you're like, show me a bunny, and you're looking for bunnies hopping out in your yard, but like you somehow come across a bunny Easter chocolate thing, that's your bunny, you know? So
that's a kind of communication that is a sign communication. Today we're discussing talking communications. As she said, she hears in her head. And Lair, how do you get talking communications when you're pulling cards?
The cards string a story together in my head. And oh. I, even though I'm creative, I know I'm not that creative. So the elements and threads that are coming together in my head to articulate into words aren't, the content isn't mine. Like the words may be mine, but the storytelling isn't. So I know that's coming from whomever I've come into connection with.
Also, for me, it was just like she was just saying, I knew it wasn't me because, well, with me, sometimes it was the words. They weren't my words or the way I would have described it. But the main thing for me was it came too fast. Like, I didn't have time to sit there and think, what answer would I love to hear the most? Or, you know, it just comes so fast. And, you know, that happened another time with a slideshow popping in my head. It was just something that and all these flashes of pictures in chronological order, which I couldn't do. If I sat down and tried to put it on paper, I couldn't think of it, you know, where the years and stuff. So I think it's how fast it comes to you. If you, you know, when you're first learning, like, is this me hearing what I want to hear? It when it happens, you can just think about it. And it's not something that you could have thought about so fast. So, and you'll learn to recognize it and know that it's not you, you know, because it's coming in fast and it's your first instant answer that comes to you.
You know, another thing, too, that people don't get is the fact that pets talk the way pets talk. And you say, what does that mean? Well, when I did a schnauzer, he was an English professor's dog. And when he gave a reading, he used very many $5 words and very eloquent words. And I said, "Woo, you are such an eloquent spokesperson." And the dog said, "I live with an English professor. Why wouldn't I talk right?" Okay? And then you get some others that they, so the pet talks the way they are in the environment and the way they are with the person. And one of the things that you, like, for instance, I said to a pet one time, he kept saying, "Fuzzy butt, fuzzy butt, fuzzy butt." And you're going, this is coming in, you know, you're what the hell's a fuzzy butt? And I said, "Ma'am, your pet keeps saying fuzzy butt three times," because I use the three times rule. If the pet says it three times, then I say it to him. She said, "Fuzzy butt." She started crying. And I'm going, "Oh, dear God, please, I've upset her." And she went, "No, he calls my name for him is Fuzzy Butt."
Oh.
So sometimes some of just the craziest things you hear is exactly the pet telling you the most critical, personalized information that there is. So, and Joy, you've had that with Snuggles or whatever
Snuggle
it was.
Bunny. Yeah. Yeah, and you told me during the reading the same thing, that you had heard it three times. You're like, "I don't know what this means, but he said to tell you Snuffle Bunny." And I was like, "Oh, Snuggle Bunny." I instantly knew what it was. And that was probably one of my favorite parts besides the medical intuitive part, was just that, because that was the nickname I made up. And that just, it was such a wonderful confirmation for him to say that, because that just meant so much to me.
Now, Lair, what do you get with cards when you get strange things like that?
I'll say it doesn't necessarily make sense to me, but does this resonate for you for some way and relay whatever it is that I can't let go of? So if it's not logical to me and it keeps popping up in my head, I'll be like, does this make sense to you?
Well, we hope we've helped y'all today. If not, send us your email questions at petliferadio.com, and we'll do our best to aim another show that we can help you. But remember, you got to ask first permission from the pet. Time makes no difference whatsoever, living or transitions. Don't take a solicitation from anybody, this saying, "I'll do this free," really. And four, make sure the integrity of the reading has details, not generics.
Yeah.
And five, make sure that they're telling you what you want to hear, and not necessarily what you want to hear, but what's real. Because sometimes
the animal communicator will pick up on what you want to hear, and they'll just spill that back to you. And they're not telling you at all what the pet's saying. So we hope you'll come visit us again. We're on TikTok, we're on YouTube, but we're on the best Pet Life Radio podcast ever and the biggest around the world. And we're grateful. So see if you got ideas for the show. Send us your questions. We look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.